This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Election Commission of India will launch the second round of its Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise today, covering 9 states and 3 union territories, with a combined electorate of around 51 crores. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on February 7, 2026. This marks the second phase of the SIR following its implementation in Bihar, where the final electoral roll containing nearly 7.42 crore names was published on September 30. The new phase will include the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. A report.
The SIR will begin with the enumeration stage today and continue until December 4. Draft electoral rolls will be published on December 9, followed by the final publication on February 7, 2026. This will be the 9th such revision since independence. According to the Election Commission, the SIR aims to ensure that no eligible citizen is left out of the rolls while removing ineligible names, including illegal migrants. The process involves verifying voters' place of birth, which officials say will help identify non-citizens, particularly in light of recent crackdowns on illegal migrants from Bangladesh and Myanmar. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end this evening. The campaigning will end at 5 p.m. in 121 assembly constituencies spread over 18 districts. Voting for this phase will be held on 6th of November under tight security. Star campaigners and senior leaders of the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties in the fray will make their last-ditch effort today to woo the voters. Under the Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP-NDA alliance in the Bihar Assembly elections. He further emphasized that their active participation in the campaign is strengthening the journey of democratic process in Bihar. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Neem Karoli Baba's ashram, Kanchi Dham, in Nainital this morning. Kanchi Dham temple management said that due to President's visit, devotees have been urged to come to the temple only after 12 noon today. President Murmu will also attend the 20th convocation ceremony of Kumau University, Nainital today. She arrived in Nainital yesterday, the second day of her three-day visit to Uttarakhand. For security reason, the district has been declared a drone no-fly zone. Romania has expressed its readiness to create a pathway to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. Romania expressed its desire to employ skilled Indian professionals during a meeting between Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasada, and Romania's Minister of Labour, Family, Youth and Social Solidarity, Pietro Florin Manole, in Bucharest. Both sides took note of Romania's annual requirement for approximately 1 lakh non-EU workers, according to a statement issued by Commerce and Industry Ministry yesterday. Grandmasters Narayanan S.L. and Deepdayan Ghosh won both their rapid games to clinch their spots in the second round of the FIDE World Cup 2025, while Arunyak Ghosh joined them with a clinical performance in the second stage of the round one tiebreak in Panaji yesterday. Six Indians had already booked their second round spots on Sunday and will join eight others who had received a bye in the first round by virtue of being among top 50 ranked players in the competition. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a cash reward of 51 crore rupees for the Indian women's cricket team players, support staff and selection committee in recognition of their momentous achievement of winning ICC Women's Cricket World Cup for the first time in history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.